I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, Mo. Credit card fraud, man.
So this is like a one of those situations in life when something happens, and I genuinely was like having this debate with Katie on our podcast in the moment about whether you would be upset with this person, or would you feel like, you know what, they did me a favor and what they did during the favor was kind of warranted.
What do you mean?
So I went out with Katie, and Katie pulls out a piece of paper as her identification. So I'm like, Katie, what's going on in your life that you are pulling out a piece of paper to identify yourself? Which is when I discovered that she lost her ID.
So what'd you do? You just makeshifted your own just to show somebody, like, hey, I promise, this is my name, this is my birth name, and this is my date of birth?
No, while I waited for my new driver's license, they give you a paper one that you can print off until the new one is sent to you in the mail. So I needed to have some form of identification.
So you got it all rolled up, like in your pocket and stuff?
Yeah.
You just unrolled it, like, this is me.
Pulled it out like a scroll. Like, this is me. So I'm like, Katie, how you lose your ID? And then I discovered not only did she lose her ID, she lost her debit card as well. And knew where you lost your debit card because it was used, right?
Yes. So I went to the gas station, and instead of taking my bag in, I just like got my ID out and my card, and I had it in my pocket. And so it fell out of my pocket. And then the next morning when I got home, I was looking for my ID and my debit card, and I couldn't find it.
That's the worst feeling.
And so I just knew, I was like, I had to have lost it at the gas station. And then I logged into my account to block my card. And I saw that someone else had got gas at the gas station.
No. Okay, but pause right here, right? If you know that you left your card and ID at the gas station, wouldn't like a normal person's first move be to go to the gas station?
Oh, no, I'm assuming that thing is long gone.
Yeah. You wouldn't go?
No.
To see if they had your ID?
I would go.
I would go.
Yeah, I would go. As soon as I realized it, I'd head on back.
I'd go back.
Because it's such a hassle.
Right.
No, I was thinking, like, Kristen, it's long gone. I ordered a new ID, blocked my card, and was like, you know what? I'm just going to order a new card. And I saw that someone used it, so I'm like, someone's already used that debit card to get their own gas. So I just left it at that.
Okay.
And kept it pushing, waiting for the new debit card. It comes in. Boom, I'm walking around with paper ID. Boom.
Just embarrassing us.
So a week later, I end up back at that same gas station, and I'm there with my best friend, and we go inside, and she's like, Katie, you should just ask if they probably had your ID or something like that. So then I'm checking out, I ask the guy, and I'm like, hey, do you guys have a lost and found? And he's like, oh, yeah. Hey, okay, yeah. And he goes in the drawer and pulls out my driver's license and my debit card.
Had it the whole time. Together, in fact.
Right, together. So I'm like, wow, okay.
So
thanks.
So did somebody see the debit card and they're like, you know what? I'm going to be like a partial Good Samaritan. I'm going to return this, but as a favor, I'm going to fill my tank up with gas and then return it.
Yes.
What?
That's my issue, because I've lost my card several times, and one of two things always happens. Either I never find it, nobody ever like turns it in or tries to help out, or someone uses it and I still never get it back. I've never in my life heard of a situation where someone actually finds your card and uses it first, but then goes out of their way to actually make sure you get it back.
Didn't they need a passcode to use it?
Well, if you just tap,
because
it's a debit card.
Okay, you hit credit.
Yeah.
And it just goes through.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
So I actually wasn't mad at the charge. I didn't dispute that charge. I just let it go. Mm-hmm. Like,
which I don't understand.
Dispute the charge.
Why not?
You know, they might have needed gas, and at least they returned my ID and my debit card.
But they're still going to have the gas that they took. Like, the bank doesn't go take the gas out of his car. Like, you're just going to get your money back.
Well, I just left it at that. That's the debate that Mo and I were having. Because
I got to be honest with you. I would have done the same thing.
I would have said,
okay, it was a gallon of gas, you know, a couple of gallons of gas. They probably need it more than I do. I'm just not going to pursue this thing, and I'll just move on with my life.
And that was the only charge of the car, too.
Y'all are better people than us.
Clearly.
Mo and I over here like Bank of America.
I want my $17 back.
Yeah, that man filled the tank up. I want that money back.
How big of a charge was it? Like, how big of a car were we talking here?
$44.19.
Okay, all if right. It was over 50, maybe.
So
$44? No, you better get that money back. That's a nice dinner out.
So y'all feel like that's warranted, right? As whoever the guy is, he finds your card, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to do the right thing.
Yeah, you got it.
I'm going to fill his tank
up
first.
It's in my head. The person who pulled up, it's like a single mom, has kids in the car. Mm-hmm. She's on the struggle bus. Yep. She needed to fill up again. There was my card, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to fill this up, but I'm going to return it. That way nobody else can like use it fraudulently. And right. So I was like, I'll just let it go.
And it's an unspoken reward.
Yes.
They gave her $44 for handing the card in.
Exactly. And it's not like they could have gone crazy and they didn't. So I just chalked it up to congratulations.
Good for you.
That's true. She could have put a pair of red bottoms in there. She really wanted to. You're
sorry. Now, I mean, if she had gone in the store like and started like getting a bunch of Slim Jims and... Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a bunch of Mountain Dew.
She needed the gas to get to her fourth job that day. Yes, of course.
Slim Jim is where I draw the line.
You can always listen to Mo's podcast anywhere.
It's called In the Moment, and you get it wherever you get your podcast.
All right, quick reminder before we get into Entertainment Buzz in a couple of minutes. Burst Big Adventure applications. You got 1 month. Burst Big Adventure is the trip that we take down to Disney World with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses. We bring everybody in the family, and we pay for everything on this trip. All we need is families right now.
Exactly. We are looking for families to nominate themselves or for you to nominate a family. Here's the thing. Applications are due September 6th. I know what you're thinking. I got plenty of time. These are some pretty lengthy applications because you have to get doctor write-offs and we have to have all their medical information. So do us a favor. Go to burtsbigadventure.org. Check it out and either nominate yourself or nominate a deserving family today.
The Burt Show.